The Osgood Files, sponsored by Identity Guard. Don't count on luck to protect you from identity theft. Get top-rated Identity Guard protection for less than a dollar a day. Go to identityguard.com/dollar. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The zoologists call it the Olenghito, but you'll call it adorable.
You have not ever seen an animal anything quite like this.
More after this from Charlie. It's not often a new species of mammal shows up, but one just has. You would think that by now we'd discover them all, but Dr. Christopher Helgen, the Smithsonian's curator of mammals, says this one was particularly elusive, being that it spends its life in the mountainous forests of Ecuador and Colombia, leaping from tree to tree.
This animal, like so many animals in the rainforest, only comes out at night. It's wet, it's dark, it's socked in with cloud. It's hard to find these animals.
But well worth the wait.
This is the smallest member of the raccoon family, completely overlooked by all zoologists until now. This is an animal we're calling the Olenghito.
And truth be told, this discovery was more of a recognition of an animal that had already been discovered long ago. It turns out that one of them once lived in the National Zoo in Washington for a year, but was mistakenly identified as a sister species called the Olingo. She died in 1976 after failing to breed with other Olingos, and now we know why. Because she was an Olenghito, and much too adorable. So besides being a member of the raccoon family, what makes the Olenghito special?
It's a carnivore by relation, but maybe somewhat unusually, it's taken to eating mostly fruit. It's a cloud forest specialist.
Oh, come on, you can make it sound more adorable than that.
When I've shown it to people, some people tell me it looks a little bit like a cross between a teddy bear and a house cat.
There you go. Now I want one. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.